David Lee Roth no ar. Você sente a energia. É o David no rádio às 6 da manhã. You are connected to David Lee Roth. Prepare for combustion.
Short distance from me to you, Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Hold on, I'm going to splash on a little cologne. I'm going to put on a little aftershave. I'm going to use some hair conditioner. I don't need as much as I used to.
That's a joke.
And behold, I'm going to chew some gum that smells like grapes. 30 meters, and then I'm going to use some some unguent and some salve. I'm going
to... Unguent.
What did you use to put in your hair? Congoline, you were telling me that story.
Yeah,
again.
Congoline. Yes, sir.
What is congoline? I want to hear this again. Go ahead.
You know, it was back in the early 60s and 70s. I guess black people had a thing with the nappy hair, and this guy, he used to take care of horses, and he created this stuff that clean the mane on horses.
Okay.
And then he got some on his arm. And then when he washed it off, he thought nothing of it, but he looked and saw his hair was all laid down and slick. So then he figured out a way how to market it for people to put it in their hair. It had sulfur in it, but really breaks the hair down. And so a lot of black people had problems with their nappy hair. They would like put that stuff in their hair and straighten their hair, and it burned so bad.
From man. What, lye?
From the lye. If you ever seen Malcolm X when he got caught and wanted to go to the toilet, that is real, because I haven't had one before. It burns, man. It's like you got a match on your head, and then your head stays so for about an hour and stuff, man.
But the girls love it. Did you have like a James Brown conk, like one of those?
Oh, man, all through high school, man, I had a conk, man, because I had very nappy hair. You know, I would nothing to be ashamed of now, but back then, you just didn't want nappy hair, you know. But
so you had a conk, like, yeah, you know, like the Temptations had, yes, or like Otis Day, yeah, and the Nights kind of thing?
Yeah. The only thing I hate about it is when it start coming out, it's really bad. Your hair break off, it turns red, get frizzled like a chicken. Man, it's just, you know, and it came with consequences, but you know, to look good for a few months, man. But black guys did it, you know.
And you know what? If you had a conk, that meant from your toes to the top of your haircut was a full 8 feet 12 inches or something,
yeah,
like that.
Right. Yeah.
James Brown should have had his own area code for his
brain
haircut,
been
right?
Burnt half to death, man.
Did that stuff smell?
Oh my God! It smelled like an outdoor outhouse, man. It smelled just that bad.
Thanks a pant load, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got, yeah, to look good, and I guess from, yeah, 3 meters away, you couldn't smell it, right?
Yeah, even that magic shaving powder smelled better than some of that stuff.
Stop right there. What is magic shaving powder?
It's a shaving solution that black people use to keep them from bumping if they got real sensitive skin.
Does this still exist?
Yes, but they took the smell out of it. It's got lemon lime flavor now. It don't stink at all. So somebody got rid of the smell.
Okay, now when I see the girls, okay, some of my favorite black artists, Beyonce or Campbell, some of these characters, are they using congoline in their hair? Is that what's going on? What are they doing to get
that? They got a new solution now that breaks your hair down. I don't have hair anymore, so I wouldn't know what it is. So, you know.
How come you don't shave your head?
Because it falls out.
No. If you shaved your head, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Well, you know, that's going to come a little older in life if I live that long, because when you got to try to keep the hair as long as you can, because I refuse to be a chrome dome, if you know what that is. I'll tell you, that's when a guy take his hat off and got hair all around the side, and he take his hat off and he got no hair in the top. That's a chrome dome, and I would refuse to ever be one. If it start going, just shave your head, guys, because that girls do not like that.
Okay, now hold on. Now hold on here. Does your wife use a lot of perfumes? Does she use a lot of scented stuff like this?
Is she a fan of that? Yeah, she uses perfume, but she don't put that much on because she works in a hospital. So.
Okay, let's find out what King says here, because he says he's got a story about perfume you can eat.
Uh-oh, I want to hear that.
Yeah, let's go. King, you're on Roth Radio. Where are you? Are you there?
Love it.
Go ahead, brother.
My story is one day. See, my wife is about 30 years old, and she's starting to hang out with the 21-year-olds and 20-year-olds that go out to the mall all the time and stuff like that. Well, one day she comes home and she's like, "I got this new perfume on. Lick my arm." I'm like, "Lick your arm? Why would I lick your arm? Why would I want perfume taste in my mouth?" She goes, "No, go ahead, lick your arm, this new product by Jessica Simpson." And I go and lick her arm, and it tastes like bubblegum. I was like, "Okay, well, I don't mind that. That's okay." But one night, me and my wife were getting a little, into it. And, I'm a nibbler. I start nibbling on her neck, and I don't want to taste bubblegum while I'm, in the mood. I don't get why.
What you're saying is that if the dish is prepared correctly, you don't have to add condiments, right?
Exactly. There's no room for ketchup. I mean, it just makes me think. I mean, I got kids. I don't want to think about little kids while I'm having sex. You know what I mean? It's like,
you're right. We did that segment last week. That is so wicked, but I got to agree with you. I used to date a girl, okay, great gal, who used to take the lip gloss, okay, and wear it, what's a good way to say this?
Vagina.
There's no good way for me to say this, but she used to use it. She figured out a whole nother way to use lip gloss because she insisted that I would enjoy the orange flavor better. And this was a constant battle. No, really, at least twice a week we had an argument about that, because like you say, if it's cooked right, then you don't need salt. You don't need ketchup. In fact, it's an insult to the chef to start adding that stuff. And this was I started off with that kind of funny reasoning. Ultimately, I wanted to perform the standing reverse Indian deathlock on her. I remember I went in the bathroom and threw the stuff away. It ruined my relationship. Can you speak to that? Can you speak to that, King? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, when I'm in that kind of mood, I do not, I'm into, if you want to light a candle, fine. If you want some incense burning, fine. If you want to do the whole romance thing, fine. How does bubblegum fit into that at all? Because, when I think of bubblegum, I'm thinking candy stores and little kids running in and out. I'm not thinking about my wife in a sexual manner. So I was like, there's no point. No point, especially for older women to start doing it. I mean, if the 21-year-olds want to do it, because the little boys want to lick up the lollipop.
Can you hear me there?
Neck, that's fine.
Hold on, that's Hutch. He's struggling over here. Hutch, put this on here. This is the track, okay? Put this on. I want to play this track. Oh, that's barely legal. It was dark when I got dressed, man. That's not a DVD.
This is not a CD, Dave. This has pictures on it, Dave.
But it smells like bubble gum, and that's why I said, "Hey, King, are you going to have this out with your wife, or is this a resolve that you feel that you can effect, or is this the end of a relationship?" Go ahead.
Oh no, this ain't the end of a relationship. I mean, me and my wife, we've been through it all. But I told her, it really doesn't turn me on at no point. I mean, I'm an older dude. I don't want to be tasting, bubble gum on my wife.
Is she of you, Hutch? You got to hit the button.
Totally. I mean, she
your mic keeps switching off.
Instead of you were talking about how the women just pour on the perfume, she does the fruit mist. Or whatever, they're just a spray of water or something that goes over them. And that's fine. I can handle that. I mean, I don't have to taste nothing. She smells okay. It's not overpowering. So,
well, hold on. Perhaps the next time that you taste bubblegum, all you have to do is pretend that that's actually Jessica Simpson. Would that be exciting to you? I didn't think so. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. Hey, maybe he's having second thoughts. It's entirely possible. Let me see what else is on here. Kevin, let's hear what you got here. Coming all from Staten Island. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Scrape it off, please. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Dave?
You.
You pointed at me in the garden once with my girlfriend. She didn't believe it.
That was you?
That was me. That's right. It poisoned over up for you. I was the only black guy in front of the stage. You pointed at me. How you doing, Dave?
You don't sound black at all.
Well, hear this. There you go.
Anyway, what's up? What's
up? Naps, animal.
Hey, what's up, man?
So what's on your mind this morning? Go ahead.
Just a little misinformation, you know? Things are rough out here with the people and the colors and everything. Animals saying, talking about the Conquiline and the Magic Shave. Yeah, I use the Magic Shave myself sometimes. Don't use it anymore. But it doesn't smell after you wash it off, animal. You can't let these people think that. People are looking at me like I'm smelly.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that, man. But you are perfum- that smell. I wasn't wrong about that. But it don't stink like that now, so, you know.
Oh, my God, yeah. That stuff stink.
Don't it, man? Wow.
Hey, the things we do for love, huh? Come on.
Yeah. No one talked to me anyway.
So you know what you do.
Quoting you.
So you know what you do, man. Is you do what I do. Frequently, I wear clothes that I know are going to upset everybody, and you just pretend like you don't notice the difference. And you step into an elevator like that. You see people with their attitudes. They cross their arms in front of their shirt. You know this thing's like the way Tom Gisano looks at me, right?
We didn't know David Lee Roth was French. Grant's smelling like cheese.
Cause them to squeal and hiss like wieners on a barbecue. It's a tacit form of aggression. Have fun with it. Thanks for calling. Hope and faith are no longer the names of strippers in Albuquerque. They're tactics now. Hope, yes. Talk to me about black women. Go ahead.
You were asking if we still use the conch. It's different. They have. We still have perms, but there's some with lye and no lye in it.
And does lye smell, or has this been denatured now?
It has sort of, I don't know. Being in a hair salon, you kind of smell it. But the ones with lye, it's for sisters that have a little bit more kick to the hair, because some of it, the hair bites back, so you break down the perm, so you need the lye to kind of straighten it out.
This is an interesting choice of adverbs.
So, I know exactly what she's talking about.
See,
too,
exactly.
Yes.
So if you have you have that hair that kind of bites back at the perm, you need something to fight it.
Yeah, something
and
bad.
And then, like your question was, you know, Beyonce and all of them, some of that may be perm. But a lot of it is weave.
Okay, so that's hair that comes from another country or something like. Where does that come from?
Yeah, either from human hair. It's like tracked. You can glue it in, stitch it in.
You glue it in? You glue it to the hair? And how long does that happen?
The hair.
How long does that last for?
Depends on how fast your hair grows. Sometimes it lasts 3 to 6 months. If a sister want to keep it looking tight, they take care of it every 3 months.
And is that what you experienced, Animal? The same kind of thing?
Yeah, you have to get your hair done like every 3 months. But in order to have it really nice, you have to do it like every 2 months. But it burns so bad, you want to wait to the very, very last day to do it, man.
Like a Friday night or Thursday or Friday, so you know you have that day to rest. So when you go out for your party,
I got
to
tell you something. I knew I was going to enjoy this gig, but I've learned more in the last week from all of you who are calling in here. I'm going to go straighten my hair. Listen to this. In fact, I'll sing it to you, baby. Straighten me. I just want you, baby, to be on my side. Show me your sweet nature. Act a little nasty, kind. Cause I made up my mind. Yes, I did. I made up my mind that you're the girl I want to be mine. Straighten me, baby. I'll listen to my story before you send me away. Please don't kill me, baby. Listen to me what I got to say, cause I made up my mind. Yes, I did, babe. I made up my mind. Yes, I did. I made up my mind that you're the girl I want to be mine. I made up my mind, baby. Take it out.
No more telling woman to be so mad with me. I just didn't do nothing for you to treat me so unbelievably.
'cause I made up my mind. I made up my mind. I made up my mind that you're the girl I want to be mine.
Play along with the solo, Bad Bailey.
Story before you send me away. Please don't tell me, baby. Listen to me what I got to say, 'cause I made up my mind. I made up my mind. I made up my mind that you're the girl I want to be mine.
I'm making my mind up, baby.
David Lee Roth, mornings.
David Lee Roth, это чистая сила. Вы можете ее почувствовать. Только силы. Приходите, слушайте. Radio Rov 6M.
You got that guitar swinging? This ain't your day, is it, Hutch?
No, it ain't my day today.
Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. I'm not myself today, but who is?
I just have to say that I keep watching Brian rock out, and he is staring. He's just got this intense face, and he's playing, staring at the Barely Legal DVD.
Well, I gave that to Hutch. Hutch always says to me, Dave, look, give me a loop. Give me, you know, because all of these tracks that you hear in the background, all the songs and all the loops in the background I made with the engineer, this is all my personal collection. And he always gets a little jumpy, you know, Dave, give me a track. Dave, give me a track, right? So I handed him a DVD from Barely Legal, and he almost played it.
There's a definite loop going on the back of this one.
Not sure that's what they call it.
Yeah, but the question is, what does it smell like?
Oh, hang on a sec.
Making your eyes water, huh? No, that's not scratch and sniff. That's just a DVD, Hutch.
I was hoping.
Smell is important to Amy. Amy says smell is very important, and she's calling from Brooklyn. Roth Radio wants to know, what's good, what are you good to, what is important about it to you, Amy? Go ahead.
Good morning, David.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Smell is actually scientifically important. I write for magazines, and one of the things that I found out in my travels is that scent memory is the most powerful memory.
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah, right? If you
sure.
smell something from your childhood, like that will bring it back to you as a whole body experience.
I experienced on EMT, you know, I was in and out of the emergency rooms sometimes up to 7 times in one weekend night. And I could look at anything. I could handle anything. I dealt with stuff that you couldn't even talk about on the radio. But the smells at this point in time.
That hospital smell is terrifying to me.
Oh, man, that is a permanent memory. So do you wear a lot of perfume yourself, Amy?
No, I wear none because... that's how we know each other on a primal level. We know, like when you asked, this ties in earlier to what you said about black people. You said, you were asking that guy on the phone, you said, do black people smell different? And I was in the car and I said, some do and some don't, and that's okay. People smell different.
Okay, stop with the politically correct, some do and some don't. Why do some do? And this applies to Asian, and this applies to Latino, and this applies to Jewish and everything else. Why do some do, you think?
I have noticed, and I am of a particular sort of middle ground olive skin tribe, that people often have a spicier, headier, muskier scent.
Is that because of diet, or is that because of a genetic DNA recoordination?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I always assumed that it was for the same reason that people have oilier skin if they're from the Mediterranean. Maybe they have different, you know, oil glands, the basis glands.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the diet, and I think it's what we wear when we go out chasing girls, at least as guys, okay? That's a clear-cut thing. We do crazy, crazy stuff in an effort to get the attention. Not just the perfume, not just the, you know, the hair oil or whatever, but think of a lot of the crazy things that we do to get attention. Remember when David Bowie was happening as Ziggy Stardust back in the early 70s, you know, and he had that crazy haircut and whatever. What we used to do is we would cut our hair on the top kind of like a crew cut and let the sides grow really long. It's kind of the opposite of a mohawk. No, it's not
mullet.
The opposite of the mullet, right? You grow it straight up, and then what we would do is when your hair is still wet is you put a lot of hairspray in it, right? And so it's soaking wet, and then you had these two Clairol hair dryers that I got from my girlfriend Leslie at the time. They were orange, I remember vividly, and they had the brush attached. And you would take one in one hand and one in the other, and you would put it together with the hair in the middle and reach up like this. And then you'd take your hands down and put it together at the base of your skull and push the hair straight up again until it dried straight up like that. And with my nose being as big as it is, if I turned to the side, it looked like 8 o'clock. Amy, did you ever do anything like that? What's the most unusual thing that you've done to go out on a date or to get attention or something like that? Are you still with me?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey, and
oh, they don't do anything like that there.
Oh no, I know. I grew up in New Jersey in the 80s, David.
Okay.
So, as you may remember from the audiences in the shows, there was a certain amount of hair product happening.
Huge hair, Valerie Bertinelli hair, like it was a triple canopy. Like you could jump out of a burning building and it would save you. Like you would float gently earth into the earth's grasp.
David, what we would do is we would bend over at the waist. We would, Aquanet was the only one that was strong enough. We would bend over at the waist, blow dry it so that it was straight up. I've done this recently for my husband.
Bend over or do your hair, darling. I'm certain that he is appreciative of either, but I want to be specific. This is Roth Radio. Go ahead.
It's all of the above. It's what keeps the marriage alive. Anyway, well, yeah, you tease it, you backcomb it, and you make it huge.
Yeah, until you have your own self-contained ecosystem. I love it.
And I arrive, and then from suburban New Jersey, I arrive in Manhattan for my first year of college with this hair, which lasted one day.
Yeah, but you have to activate it with chewing gum. It doesn't look right unless you're chewing gum, and you have to open your mouth the whole way. You can't keep your lips closed, right? You got to chew the gum so that kicks it in, right? That's like activator for Jerry Curl or something.
I don't know, yeah.
I do, and I know you, Amy. You think you know me. You don't know me. Trouble is, I know you.
Stop it, David!
You sultry little strumpet. You're feisty.
Myself in about 12 hours.
Listen to her fighting back like a Comanche. Ooh, good stuff. Amy, thank you for calling Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. You know what else we used to do? My girlfriend Leslie at the time is probably listening into parts of this show. She lives in Las Vegas now. Les used to come over, and what we did is back in the early 70s, like you had designer jeans or whatever, right, that went up to like your belly button, etc. And the difficulty is you pull them on, and as long as you're upright, they look good, right? You should be able to see. You could put a quarter in your back pocket, and you should be able to tell if it's heads or tails. That's how tight it all has to be, right, in front and back, okay? And after you sit down for a while, the butt stretches, you know, it like sags, you know, because you're stretching the material. So what we would do is you pull your pants on, right, like this, and then you go do your hair. The girls would come over. We was living in Pasadena, California at the time, you know, and we're just out of high school. And the girls would come over, and this was part of the ritual. This was the preparation ritual. I've been to the highland jungles of New Guinea, and they take the same kind of time and preparation and care. You know, they spend literally days getting ready for the Sing Sing, right? Same kind of thing. We're going out to Hollywood. Girl's going to come over 3 hours early, and, you know, and it becomes the ritual. And when you finish doing your hair, and you got it to stand up straight, and with my big nose, if I turned to the side, it looked like 8 o'clock on a flat clock, right, like that. But by then, you've been sitting down, and your butt stretched. Okay. Oh, yeah. Incredible loss of face. Come on, man. So what you do is we would take a big lobster pot, one of these great big lobster pots, fill it full of water and... What?
Did you stick your butt in a lobster pot to shrink your
pants? Hey, no stealing the punchlines. So what you do is you get a... I told you, this is like my reality series. My life is an open book. There are chapters you probably don't want to hear, but I'm going for it. And you get a lobster pot, and you boil up the water. Okay, and once it's all hot like that, you take a whole thing of Morton salt and you pour it in. This is no stranger than Congoline. This is no stranger than Jerry Curl, whatever. And you mix the salt in because salt attracts moisture. Anybody who's ever lived on a sailboat can tell you your clothing will never dry out. Even if you put it on a clothesline in the fierce tropical equatorial sun, if you didn't soak the salt water out of your clothes, they will never dry. You will always have that damp, uncomfortable feeling, you know? And that's the salt. Salt pulls moisture, attracts the moisture, whatever. And then you take the pot and you put it on the floor. And you would have to have help with this because you couldn't balance. Oh, this was a great ritual. And the girls would get on one side and you kind of brace on a chair and you kind of lower yourself. And you stick... and you stick your... I'm doing it now. You stick your butt into the lobster pot like this, right? And then when you come out, your ass is all wet, right? Like this. And, you know, we continue on or whatever. Because of the salt, it starts to dry really quick, okay? Especially in the California summer. It's non-humid in there, right? And it would dry up. And as the salt sucked up the moisture like this, then your ass would unstretch. And it would no longer be sagging in the back. And it would go... I've seen strippers over at Scores where they have the same kind of effect where their panties are pulled so far up, it's like somebody scared them. And suction was created, and it went... You know the expression, don't get your pants in a bunch? This was intentional. You wanted your pants to get into a bunch, and it would... like this, and it would leave salt stains framing your butt like this. And the girls would go back with a sponge. This was part of the ritual, and wipe off all the salt stains like this. And then when you got in the car, you kind of straighten your back and move your legs. If you sat in the back, so you tried to keep your butt straight. You keep your back like this, and you would drive to Hollywood like a freaking tongue depressor. With that visual firmly but gently in mind, go to track, Hutch. Go to track.
You've been making a most delicate connection with Dave TV. We have no respect because we know you've got no limits. Dave TV.
Dave TV.
Dave TV.
Dave TV.
Dave TV.
I'll drive a million miles. If you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The words we use are strong, they make reality. But now the music's on. Oh, baby, dance with me. Yeah.
Turn it up. Turn it down. Turn it up.
Roth in the mornings.
Gervaisi tanto. Gervaisi tanto. Very consistent.
Sounds like he's got a voice there. Listen. Be young, babe. Here we go.
866-313-3733. It's Roth Radio. You're feeling that old plantation vibe, aren't you, brother? Didn't Hillary Clinton just say something about the White House being run like a plantation? I just saw that news story. We'll have to bring that up.
Yeah, I saw it. It was on the front page of the Daily News or something, and it said, like a plantation. I thought she was talking about her butt.
It's an expanding interest. Yeah, okay. Rick from West Palm Beach, he wants to talk about, wake up and smell the coffee, right? Roth Radio. Rick, you are on. You are so on. Go for it, Rick. Are you there? Did we lose him? I think we lost him. He decided to go apply some hair care products. How about Rich from Queens? Number eight. Hit number eight there, Hutch. Rich, are you still on the phones with us?
I'm still here.
Roth Radio, what's on your mind, Rich?
Yo, Dave, how are you, buddy? Just want to say back in the 80s, I wasn't much into Van Halen. I know you don't like to talk about music, but I was more of a Ramones, Sex Pistols, Clash guy, and I had a flaming blue mohawk. And I used to put new Nile and Aquanet in it and lay my head on the ironing board and iron it up. And I used to be able to pop a balloon off my head.
Okay, you trumped me.
Cool. Dave, can I just take two more quick seconds of your time?
Please do. For a story like that, you can have 2 seconds.
I just want to say I'm really proud. I really love your show. I have more respect for you now than I did in the 80s.
Rich, thank you so much.
You're so articulate and so well-spoken. I'm really proud to have you as a New Yorker.
Rich, thank you so much. We do it all for you, and that's the most important thing.
You were working ENS. I was like, man, this guy just totally stepped it up a notch. And then you referred to a lot. I've been listening since day one. I've been trying to get through since day one. I'm really proud to have you in our city. And my respect for you just went up tenfold.
Rich,
really proud of you.
Thank you so much. And since you explained that story about the haircut, my respect for you just went up 20-fold. That's you're an artist, Rich. Rich, artist to artist, you got to call us back. I like your attitude here. We do it all for you. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't for you. The paycheck's not enough. Roth Radio. Rich, thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Give us a call if you have the same kind of a story here, because I've had girlfriends relate to me that the best-looking shoes always hurt their feet, that the best-looking underwear hurts for them to wear. I know what I went through in order to attract those girlfriends. If you have some kind of an angle on this that is unique, I've never heard of somebody popping a balloon on their haircut, but I'll never get that image out of my brain. That's
how did you ever find that out? Were you doing kids parties?
That is so cool. Dan from Pittsburgh wants to talk about truth in advertising. I don't even know if he's still on the line. Dan, are you still on the line there for us?
I'm still here, Dave.
Go
I'm ahead. Still here.
You finally got the spotlight. Take all the time you need,
they
Dan.
They caught me in mid-gear. I had a long diatribe about the racial issue, and now I have to switch it over. But the truth in advertising goes for the companies. It should also go for the women. In my single days, many a times I find myself inebriated.
Stop right there. You're talking about a sequence that I call, darling, I've become ebullient again. But go ahead.
I've gone this far with a blue-eyed blonde who stacked and must have had an almanac hidden somewhere because she was interesting. Or my mind was somewhere else. But then the next morning, when I have to push up raw, I mean, we're left with window blinds. Blue eyes, they're now in the contact lens case. The lovely blonde, she's got black roots longer than Alex Haley, and the only thing missing is a glass with her teeth.
Wait a minute. Say that. Say the other one again. Wait a second. You got to say that one. She's got black roots longer than Alex Haley. I get that. It took me a second to detonate. It took a while for me to go out for this. So what actually happened? Did you end up marrying this girl or what?
Well, she'll be home in an hour, so I got to be good. I skipped breakfast, ran home to my shower.
I'm beginning to become a scary judge of character here. I'm learning to identify the tune within 6 syllables now. It used to take me a paragraph. Now I know. Dan, I like the way you think. Thanks for calling. Jimmy, you're on Long Island. Short distance from me to you, Roth Radio, 866-313-3733.
Dave,
the things we do for love. Let's call that this segment that. Go ahead, Jimmy, you're on.
Hey, my wife's 8 months pregnant, and she can only wear thong in the house.
She wears a she's 8 months pregnant, and she wears a thong, and she when she goes around vacuuming in the house?
She can only wear thong. That's my rule.
Wow. So was it the thong that it sort of precursed her getting pregnant? You saw the thong. She got pregnant, and now you were insistent that she maintains the basic premise, right?
Of course.
Okay. And is she sexually attractive to you as a pregnant woman in a thong? And I mean that as a serious question.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Is she listening?
Can I be honest with you about something?
You can only be honest on Roth Radio.
I never listen to the other guy. She listens to the other guy. I never listen to the other guy. I listen to you.
Okay, well, there is a definition here.
No, she's not listening, but when she pays for the other guy, she pays out of, like, milk money.
So there's a political issue around this G-string. That's so funny. And she wears this G-string and nothing else, and she's fully pregnant. That's an amazing visual. And what do you say to her? What do you call her? Do you call her my little honey or something? How do you address somebody like that?
Mommy.
Wow. Again, it was a serious question. I'm smiling, and you hear it, and you hear my smile in all of my questions here. But that was a serious question, because you don't say my little sugar bum, my little teddy bear.
Not when she's 8 months pregnant.
There you go. And do you know, what are you having, a congresswoman or a quarterback? What kind of baby? Do you know? Did you get the sonogram?
No. We want to be surprised.
Okay, this is amazing. How old is your wife?
34.
I like the way you guys do it. I hope you have a great kid. Jimmy, thanks for calling Roth Radio. 866-313-3733. Well, if it's not the perfume, it's the G-string. The male of the species will exhibit colorful plumage in an effort to attract the female. Right? I watch National Geographic. I know how this works.
What are your thoughts on panty lines?
I like panty lines.
See, I think they're sexy, too, and I don't understand why everybody went away from them.
I used to trace those with my tongue like a Union Oil map.
I thought you were going to say with your eyes, but okay.
I would always look forward to visible panty line. Remember VPT?
Yeah.
And the commercials came out. I'm sorry?
I missed it. I don't know.
VPT, visible panty line. Oh, yeah. Don't get that confused with SEC, which is serious eye contact. And don't get that confused with VBT, which is valuable beach time. If you have enough VBT, valuable beach time, then you have an opportunity to get some visible panty line, okay?
And some serious eye contact.
Well, if you locate VPT, then SEC is not entirely out of the question. Turn the music up. I'm doing it to Robin. When the girdle company came out and said whatever girdle that was that got rid of visible panty line, that was a bad day in the office for a lot of us.
That was the thong thing. The thong thing.
The thong song?
No, when thongs came out, it was to eliminate VPT.
I thought that thongs were so you could carry her home like a six-pack.
With a little imagination, you could have done that anyway.
Yeah. Whoa! Okay, Roth Radio, we're going to be reaching out on a lot of very interesting personal subjects here. In a few minutes, we're going to be discussing the reverse three-finger Mexican ceiling squat. Is it really dangerous for the young people in our community? We're going to be examining that. And number eight, Warren, weigh in on this one. Roth Radio. Warren, are you familiar with the reverse three-finger Mexican ceiling squat? Do you know what I'm referring to here? Warren. I think we lost Warren. He's number eight. Cleveland. Go ahead. No?
Warren went.
Okay.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's very faint. He's
Warren, are you there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, are you there? He is.
Go ahead, Warren. We're there, Warren. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. My cup is stretching the string really tight here. And I can't hear him. Warren.
No, that's not like some homosexual.
No, brother. No, I'm sure you're going to inflict this with your own personal truth with impunity, Warren. But no, that was a reflection on two styrofoam cups with a piece of string in between. But hey, we don't get the well ones down here. Welcome to Roth Radio, where the debris meets the sea. What is on your mind? What's in your skull, Warren? Go ahead. That stunned him.
He didn't believe you.
Gone.
866-313-3733. You know what? I want to sing a song. I'm going to sing a song to everybody who called in today and everybody who's been calling in here. I've learned so much from doing this show. I thought I was going to have fun. I had no idea. This is amazing. What did you learn today, Animal?
Oh, I learned a lot about hair that I didn't know. And, you know, got a little insight on racials, you know. So
racials. Is that like racial issues but one word?
Yeah. From down south, you can get away with that, you know.
Too hip, too busy. Who's got the time? Not me. Hey,
Dave,
Roth Radio.
Dave, I wanted to tell you, it was an option between conks, man. You ever heard of the straightening comb?
What's the straightening comb?
Okay, like if you couldn't really stand, get your hair all burned up with the conk, you could, like, get your hair straightened.
Oh, well, that's what I was talking about when I did the David Bowie with the two hair dryers and the whatever.
But it was a comb. It was made out of iron. You put it on the stove, you heat, and then you take it a rag and cool it off a little bit, put some grease in your head, and you hook down and you pull it.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Tomorrow, let's all put, like, grease in our hair. No, really, let's get all dressed up tomorrow. What do you think?
Uh-oh.
Roth Radio, we are dressed up. Who loves you? New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Hit me the track, Jack. Because you might as well, baby. You might as well. I get up. Yes, I do, man.
And nothing ever
just gets me down. Smell you later.
You got a tough.
Yeah, that's a pun.
I've seen the toughest around. And I know,
baby, just how you feel.
Together now.
You gotta roll with the punches to get to what's real. Yeah, you do, man. I love this part. Oh, can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. Take a look at here, baby. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Take a look at these jeans. Can't you see what I mean? Hey, hey, hey. Might as well jump. Good advice.
Might as well jump.
It's easy to remember. Have it tattooed on your...
Go ahead, jump.
Go ahead and jump.
Go ahead and jump.
I'm jumping off. See you guys tomorrow. Roth Radio. I'm good to go, go.
Hey, you. Hey, Ben. How you been? You say you don't know. You don't know until you begin.
David Lee Roth. Weekday mornings.